With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Israel attacking Iran's nuclear sites early Friday morning in what appears to be the most significant attack Iran has faced since its 1980s war with Iraq. A number of sites around the country have been hit. That includes military and nuclear sites. At the same time, Iranian state TV says the head of Iran's paramilitary Revolutionary Guard is also dead in this attack.
The report offered few other details about what happened to General Hossein Salami of the Guard. The report on the air added that one other top Guard official, as well as two nuclear scientists, are also feared dead. State TV also reports the attack set the headquarters of Iran's paramilitary Revolutionary Guard ablaze. Israeli forces hit multiple sites in the Iranian capital.
That is correspondent Andrew Stewart reporting. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says his forces targeted both nuclear and the military sites. And he says Israeli forces targeted officials leading Iran's nuclear program. California, Democrat Senator Jose Padilla being sharply criticized for causing a major disruption during a press conference by Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem in Los Angeles. Bob Agnew has more on this story.
Senate Majority Whip Republican John Barrasso says Padilla should have been on Capitol Hill, not interrupting the press conference where he was handcuffed and forcibly removed. Barrasso told reporters Padilla was wrong to travel to Los Angeles, quote, to go try to make a spectacle of himself. Observers say Democrats are planning to increase their protest this weekend, hoping to use any reaction or overreaction by law enforcement as ammunition against President Trump's enforcement of immigration laws. Bob Agnew reporting.
And this is SRN News. Well, Americans weigh in on the morality of abortion.
The Gallup organization has been polling adults about whether or not it is morally acceptable for a woman to terminate her pregnancy. 49% of respondents say yes, abortion is moral, while 40% say no. Everybody else is undecided. Meanwhile, the poll finds the country about evenly split between those who call themselves pro-choice versus pro-life. Pro-choice gets 51% support, pro-life receives 43%. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Louisiana lawmakers approving a measure targeting out-of-state doctors and activists who prescribe, sell, or provide abortion drugs to Louisiana residents. State law already allows women to sue doctors who perform abortions on them in the state. This bill expands who can be sued. It includes those out of state and who may be responsible for an illegal abortion. This is SRN News. Wall Street is climbing, getting close to record territory. Here's Seth Sutel.
Stocks edged a bit higher on Wall Street following another encouraging update on inflation. The S&P 500 added 0.4% Thursday. The index is less than 2% below its record. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 101 points. It's about 0.2%. The Nasdaq Composite rose 0.2%. Treasury yields fell again in the bond market after an update on inflation at the wholesale level came in better than expected. That helped raise expectations for the Federal Reserve to begin cutting interest rates later this year. Seth Sutel, New York.
A California company plans to build its first manufacturing plant for a next-generation passenger jet in North Carolina. If successful, the project announced by Jet Zero and elected officials would create more than 14,000 jobs within a decade. Company says it will build the facility near Greensboro. More details at srnnews.com.